Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
You're welcome back. Tomorrow, voters as young as 16 will go to the polls in Scotland and Wales, while here, independent TD Thomas Pringle will bring a private member's bill calling for a referendum to give 16-year-olds a vote right here in Ireland. While individual politicians from all parties have signalled support for such a move, a referendum promised back in 2013, you might remember, still hasn't materialised. So should 16-year-olds get the vote? It's a question we posed at the very top of the programme, and you've been texting in your droves, and we'll bring you some of those in just a second. But to discuss it, I'm joined by Transition Year Student and Equality Officer with the Irish Secondary Students Union, Saoirse Exton, and Social Care Ireland's Noel Howard, as well as the aforementioned independent TD for Donegal, Thomas Pringle. You're all very welcome to the programme, and you're all welcome at any point to put in your speak, treated like a pub conversation, a pub with no beer. But I might go to you first of all, Saoirse Exton, because you might lay out for me why you think we should lower the voting age to 16.
Right, so obviously as an activist myself, I've been involved in politics, I've been involved in activism for over 2 years now, and so I know that there are people like me that are so passionate about this and are so eager to actually get involved in democracy, and we're not seeing our voices represented by a lot of the votes that end up happening, and so we really want to have that vote so that we can have our voices and we can participate in democracy the same way that we participate in the rest of politics as it is. Mm-hmm.
But a texter, and let me read it to you, maybe sums up the very first question that comes to an awful lot of people. 16 is too young. If we want the Dáil full of people like influencers or president to be a celebrity, then give 16-year-olds a vote. Otherwise, it's too young. What would you say to that?
To be honest, my answer to that is that really, how much does maturity change within 2 years? How much does the way that people see the world, the way that politics work, how much does it really change in 2 years? And I also believe that along with this vote at 16 vote, we need to implement education. We need to educate people about political systems. And this will actually make our country a more democratic country in the long run. So generally, I believe that 16 age doesn't define how immature someone might be when it comes to voting. It's your experience, it's your education, and that's what we need to focus on, not age.
Okay, very good. Let me bring in Noel Howard, if you don't mind. Noel, you're welcome to the programme as well. How much more mature are you at 18 as opposed to 16 is a point that Saoirse makes? And let's educate people as well.
Well, in terms of maturity, I mean, there is a lot of research in recent years which suggests that really the adolescent brain is not fully formed until well into the early 20s. So in terms of maturity, I just wonder if Saoirse's point can hold up.
Are you saying that 18 is too young even?
No, first of all, like 18 is the legal age at which one becomes an adult. They're a child up to then. And I think the legal age of 18, I've no problem with the votes at 18. What I would say, of course, is that currently, like at the age of 16 or 17, a young person, they can't get married, they can't get a mortgage, they can't go in and do the lottery, they can't ring the Late Late Show on a Friday night and seek to win 10 or 20,000 euro if that's an offer. And yet we are going to confer one of the most onerous responsibilities that any citizen has, that of the franchise. I just think it just doesn't add up, and I think that perhaps enough thought hasn't been given to this, and particularly to the consequences around it.
Yeah. Thomas Pringle, you're the one bringing the motion. Not thought through?
Well, I wouldn't agree that it's not thought through. I think it is very well thought through, and I think Saoirse outlined it exactly there. You know, young people are entitled to have the say and should have the say, and a lot of what we do in politics affects young people's lives, so they should have their say on it, and that is the reality of the situation. And you know, I mean, the young people of 16-year-olds are going to be voting in Scotland tomorrow, and in Wales, and indeed I think Austria and a number of other countries around Europe as well have reduced the voting age 15, 16, you know, so young people can make that decision. And our own constitutional convention, as you said in the introduction, made this recommendation in 2013, and yet here we are 8 years later, and the government is still refusing to act on it. And you know, and that's sad, I think, and it shows that the government is afraid of young people and afraid of what their voice.
But I wonder on this one, is the government, Thomas Pringle, more in tune with the public? I don't know. I'm just going by the texts we're receiving here, and an awful lot of them are against this idea, it would seem. Let me bring you a few of the texts. 16 is definitely too young to vote. Voting is one of the most important activities in a democracy. 16-year-olds do not have the maturity or experience to make valid decisions or choices, says Pat. I'll bring you one more from a listener who says, no, 16 is too young. You're technically a child at 16. If you're too young to be named for a crime, you're certainly too young to vote. I grant that some 16-year-olds are mature, but one's values and opinions change so much between 16 and 21, the typical life of a government. And that kind of goes to the heart of your argument, Saoirse, isn't it? That there is significant change between the ages of 16 and a couple of years afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. I just, you know, on the whole experience thing, you know, a lot of the arguments that I have received, you know, against voting at 16 have been that, oh, you don't have a lot of life experience. But like I mentioned before, I've been an activist for over 2 years. What do we define as life experience? Do we define it as the fact that I am a national representative for all of Ireland on the National Student Executive of the Irish Second Level Students Union? Or do we define it about how many years we've lived? And so I genuinely feel that, now just referring back to the whole education thing, if we have adequate education towards systems of democracy, that whole maturity argument, that whole argument about life experience is completely shot down. Because if people that are 16, young people who are 16 or 17, are properly educated about how democracy works, about how democracy directly affects the things that they already care about, and let's face it, so many young people care about politics. If they are aware of exactly how it works, then they will vote, I would say, even better than the majority of adults at the moment. They would vote with their heads instead of simply voting for the people who promised them the most things. And I genuinely think that with this education, our democracy in Ireland will become much stronger over the years.
What about that, Noel? It's a compelling argument, isn't it? It would involve people more, young people, in politics and engage them in society and democracy. That can't be a bad thing, though.
Yeah, I'm sure, and I think lots can be done from 16 to 18 in terms of the educational system. There's no doubt about that. I would agree 100% with Saoirse. A lot needs to be done. But the reality, I suppose, is that, you know, 16 to 18-year-olds, in general terms, you know, are the least politically informed. You know, they're the least politically experienced, obviously, and they're the least mature in making long-term decisions. And life experience means exactly what that says. It's as one gets older and as one hopefully matures, and some people would tell us that at 70, some of us aren't mature. But in general, I mean, the 16 to 18-year-olds, I think in a way they have enough on their plate in terms of their studies and different things like that. And people like Saoirse, there is no doubt about it, you know, are very clued in. And some of those 16 to 18-year-olds could probably tell you every member of the cabinet's name and the junior ministers. But I think there are a lot of 16 to 18-year-olds out there who literally are not as interested as is being suggested.
Well, I can tell you, Noel, and you know this better than me, I'd say, there's an awful lot of 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s who are not as engaged as possibly they should be in democracy or politics or current affairs. And I wonder, would young people bring a fresher perspective to really urgent issues like housing and climate change and so on that doesn't seem to be addressed now?
Well, I put it this way to you, Cormac. If young people are as interested as we are led to believe in issues, go back to the 2012 children's rights referendum. It was held on a Saturday. It had the least turnout in the history of our state. 33% turned out. So in other words, if children's issues and if young people, like where were the 18 to 21-year-olds? And that was as a result of our own history. And I think
they weren't children, Noel. Maybe if 16-year-olds had a vote in that referendum, that the vote turnout would be higher.
Well, it couldn't be much lower, I'll tell you that, Cormac.
Come here to me. Thomas Pringle, is this going to go anywhere, though? You'll bring this motion tomorrow. How likely is it to pass?
Well, tomorrow is the introduction of the legislation, and then it will be debated at a later stage in the Dáil. I hope that it will pass because, I mean, you know, and it'll put it up. It will actually show to young people what politicians are all about when the government has committed to actually dealing with this. And here we are since 2013, and it hasn't been dealt with. And just, you know, so, I mean, I think it's something that has to happen. I think it's something that's vitally important. And I think it would show the maturity of our system if we would actually give people, young people, a say in who they elect. And, you know, and I listened to the arguments about, and you said it yourself, about, you know, I know people of my own age who aren't young anymore, but who wouldn't know who the Taoiseach is and don't know who the various ministers are, and they have a vote all the time, and they go out and they vote and they use it.
Would you have given a 16-year-old...
Is that responsible?
I want to go back to Saoirse for just a second, but yes or no, would you have given a 16-year-old Thomas Pringle a vote, Thomas?
Would I? Yeah. Of course, I've always voted for myself.
Come here to me. Saoirse, can I just say to you, actually, that people are extremely impressed with you individually. Some might not agree with what you're putting forward, but let me bring you a person who's saying that Saoirse is actually a far more natural communicator than an awful lot of people in the Dáil. No disrespect to Thomas Pringle or any of his colleagues in the Dáil. But let me ask you this, and be as brief as you can, Saoirse. What are the issues that you would bring to the fore, in your opinion, as a younger voter, that hasn't been progressed as much as they should be right now?
Well, I would say, obviously, there are a whole host of issues. You know, there are systemic problems within the school system that I could rant about forever. But I feel like the most important one, especially at the moment, and the one that has a lot of youth focus, and again, the one that I've been working on since I was 13, is the issue of the climate crisis. We are facing a crisis that could spell catastrophe for our way of life. And as a climate activist, I know that a lot of young people are feeling like our government is completely left us down. And so, yeah, climate crisis would be the number one priority, I would say, when being a young voter.
Okay. Gillian Van Turnhout says, finally, could Drivetime advise Noel that only until a few years ago you could get married before the age of 18, cases of 15 plus. I advocated for this change as I do for the vote at 16. So says Gillian. An awful lot of people very complimentary about the discussion that is happening. So my thanks to you all, Thomas Pringle, Independent TD, Noel Howard and Saoirse Exton. What age are you, by the way, Saoirse?
I'm 15.
15. Well, by God, I think we'll be hearing a lot more from you. Okay, thank you all very much indeed.